Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Se'uvis Rosh Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to take the sum of all of the congregation of the children of Klal Yisrael and to find out how many people there were in Klal Yisrael. This seems to be very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to know how many people are in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself knows how many people are in Klal Yisrael. Simple. Also, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Moshe Rabbeinu count Klal Yisrael 3 times in the first 13 months that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. If that's true, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu again to count Klal Yisrael? As well, one could ask that the pasuk tells us, Rashi says, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Moshe Rabbeinu count Klal Yisrael was because of the chavivus of Klal Yisrael, because of the dearness of Klal Yisrael. What was that specialness and dearness that comes out by dafka counting Klal Yisrael? Why is counting a manifestation of showing the chavivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Klal Yisrael? And perhaps we can say the following. We know in Hilchos Taruvos, there's a halacha that if milk falls into a meat dish or something which is may or may not be kosher, falls into a dish, there are different halachas of if that thing can become nullified or not. So if a piece of non-kosher meat or milk falls into meat, sometimes you need something. You would need 60 or a roiv, majority, different computations in halacha of how something could be nullified. And therefore, if you have the requisite amount of heter, you have the requisite amount of something which is permitted, which overpowers the something which is not permitted, the halacha is that the non-permitted item becomes nullified, becomes batal. However, there are certain times where something, even though it is from the minority, and it's a very small minority, and it would seem that it should be nullified, it will not become batal, even when they're lost amongst elef, amongst a thousand. There are certain things that are included in this, a living animal, something which is a beria, and something which is a davar shebeminyan. A davar shebeminyan is an object that is counted, which means that if it's a foodstuff, which each individual is counted on its own, that gives its own chashivas, right? It's sold by unit rather than by weight or volume. Therefore, if that iser will fall into something which is mutter, you can't ignore the presence of that unit, despite the taruvis, where there's even 1,000 times more than something which is mutter. The Shlah says that this was the purpose of taking the census of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael to show the prominence of each individual Jew. Each individual Yid became a davar shebeminyan. And as a result, the Sidei Yichud and the specialness of each person's identity became an unignorable reality, despite the Jewish people compromising only a minority among the nations of the world. Also, the prominence of a davar shebeminyan is unique, even in comparison to other forms of halachic prominence that we said before. A beria, or something which is a living thing, is noticeable. Since it's noticeable, it's observable, so that gives a chashivas. A davar shebeminyan is something which might not even be noticeable. The only indicator of its significance is that it's counted. Similarly, the count of the Yiddish people, of the Yiddish folk, of the Jewish people, brought to the fore the inner specialness of the Jew, that it's not contingent on his qualities or action, but simply due to being chosen as a member of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. Since the time of the Jews were counted, not only is a Yid capable of maintaining his unique identity regardless of his surroundings can recognize and be influenced by his specialness as well. A guten Shabbos.